The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Skylar, are you a big fan of 30 Rock and Parks and Rec or any of those shows?
Yeah, I'd say like Parks and Rec. I've always had a really soft spot for.
I love Parks and Rec. Yeah. And really both those shows. And looks like they might be coming back, according to Tina Fey. She was talking with Entertainment Tonight. She said she'd like to actually see NBC do a reboot of 30 Rock and Parks and Rec with a crossover. So they said that Amy Poehler is willing to do a Parks and Rec reboot. And she said maybe we could do a Liz Lemon, Leslie Knope spinoff where a revival would be a dream come true. We all had the greatest times on that show. There's definitely been talks and conversations about bringing it back. And right now, reboots are the trend. And I would be thrilled if the trend continued over into 30 Rock. Now, I heard they were talking about doing that, but this is the first time I heard about a crossover.
Yeah, I'm actually more for it because anything with those two ladies, I'm here for it.
Right.
I love them.
And I'm trying to remember, didn't they already kind of have points where they kind of crossed over a little bit in certain episodes?
Maybe like a couple of references they dropped.
Yeah, so I feel like that would be a good idea.
I'm here for it.
This is apparently not a good idea, according to Liza Minnelli. People Magazine says that Liza does not approve of Renee Zellweger starring in a new movie about her mother, Judy Garland. I don't know if you heard about that, but Renee Zellweger is doing a movie where she is Judy Garland, and I've seen pictures. I haven't seen any clips of it, but she looks. They make her look like Judy Garland, but you'd think that her daughter Liza Minnelli would be the one to approve if it's okay to even play a certain role. But she went on Facebook and said, "I have never met nor spoken to Renee Zellweger. I don't know how these stories get started, but I do not approve nor sanction the upcoming film about Judy Garland in any way. Any reports to contrary are 100% fiction." So,
wow.
She's not a fan.
See. Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. I thought that the families in any role, in any movie or any story that the family had to like do the sign off on it.
I would really hope so.
Yeah.
Like, just out of respect, I would expect that, but I guess not.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see what the movie's going to be like. And because that, obviously Judy Garland had a pretty crazy life story. So seeing it on film might be interesting.
I'd watch it.
That's the Entertainment Wrap for today.
98.3.